The board will now conduct a closed session as permitted by KRS 61.8101C of the Open Meetings Act for the purpose of a discussion relating to proposed litigation. Is there a motion? Dr. Wilner and the second, board member Geese. And all those in favor? It's unanimous. We will go into closed session and we will be meeting up here in this first floor room. Thank you very much. Okay, the Board of Education met in executive session to discuss proposed litigation pursuant to KRS 61.8101C of the Open Meetings Act, and no action was taken. So at this point, we will move for a motion, but before I put the motion on the floor, there was some discussion among the board members as to why we're going to make the motion that I'm getting ready to make. That will have to be seconded and voted on by the board. One of the things that is clear to us as a board that we were elected through a democratic process. The second thing that is clear to the board that we have been able to function well under local decision making and that we would like to move forward with that. The third point that I must make is, as we are moving forward with pending litigation, if we pass that motion, the board is unable to make comments to the media. We will refer all questions to our communications director, Allison Martin. If there's a legal question, those questions will have to be referred to our general counsel, Wyatt Tarrant and Combs. So at this point, there is a motion that will give the board chair permission to give written notice to Interim Commissioner of Education that the Board of Education request a hearing before the Kentucky Board of Education pursuant to KRS 158.780, 158.785, and 703 KAR 3205 on the Interim Commissioner's recommendation for state management of the Jefferson County School District as set forth in the Interim Commissioner's Management Audit Findings and Recommendation of State Management dated April the 30th, 2018. Is there a second to this motion? Seconded by Board Member Brady. Any discussions or comments before we take the vote? All those in favor, please indicate by raising your hand. It is a unanimous vote. Thank you very much, and that closes this particular part of the executive session. So having said that, we will move to our second executive session. The board will now conduct a closed session as permitted by KRS 61.8101E of the Open Meetings Act for the purpose of a discussion relating to collective bargaining negotiations. Is there a motion? Board Member Duncan, is there a second? Board Member Kolb, all those in favor? Passes unanimous. We will now adjourn to the first floor conference room. Thank you very much. The Board of Education met an executive session to discuss collective bargaining negotiations pursuant to KRS 61.8101E of the Open Meetings Act, and no action was taken. So we are now back from the executive session, and the next item for us to do is to move into our work session, and we're going to turn it over to Dr. Polio so he can introduce that. And it's my understanding that we're going to run the work session until 6:30, and then we'll take a break and come back at 7 o'clock for our business meeting. Okay? Thank you.